Welcome back for another winter. I believe this is our eighth winter. We've covered many topics already in Kodesh Shemish, but we're running out of topics, actually. Baruch Hashem. Okay, this winter I want to start with the topic of Avedu Metzia. It's going to take us a while to go through Avedu Metzia, but tonight, the bulk of the shiur tonight, I'm going to give more of a hakdama on Avedu Metzia, a lot of halachas of Avedu Metzia, and then we'll go through the halachas. I've said this in the past with regarding other halachas, and I believe Avedu Metzia is the same, is that the Torah, when Klal Yisrael went into Golus, the Torah went into Golus as well, and therefore the halachas become more challenging because the mitzvahs aren't readily available or readily or easy to be fulfilled the way it was in the pure sense of the word, in the way it was B'mei Chazal or the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And Avedu Metzia is one of them, and I'll explain. Amol in Yerushalayim, if someone lost an item, what did they do? And someone found it. Very simple. There was like a set Evan Atoin, a place where everyone brought the Avedas that they lost, and all the finders went there. So there's one central location where all the losers and all the finders met. Very simple process. You lost something, you know where to go. The guy found something, he knows where to go. And I would assume that the bulk or virtually all the mitzias were returned to their proper owner. Bizmanenu, it's not like that. Bizmanenu, even Chazal say that once when Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Eilam Metzias, so then Evan HaTayin was no longer in existence, but there was a din HaKhrozah, you had to be machers. Where were you machers? You were machers in the Batei Knesiyos. You were machers in the neighborhood. So when you lived in the shtetl life, it also was not as good, but it was feasible to refine the loser, because good, I go into the shul, everyone davened in the same shul. There were two shuls in town, three shuls in town, how many shuls were already in town? And we went, and we gave HaKhrozah in the Beis HaKnesses, between Asher and Volatin, whatever it was, we gave our krozah, and good, we found the loser, and we gave back Mekayim HaMitzvah Deraisa. Gevaldik. Bizmanenu, that there are, in Lakewood alone, Kein Yirbu, there are maybe 150 different shuls, maybe 200 different shuls, I can't keep up, Baruch Hashem. There's no way, and I haven't heard yet in my lifetime that there was achroz in the base medrash or in the base knesset, the middle of davening or the end of davening, that anyone lose something. You find it amol by a chasano, a mole in the middle of the dance, anyone lost a bracelet. But it's Bederaka, we don't have these across. What do? We put up signs, it's very nice. It just doesn't really work. It covers, it helps sometimes, but the bulk of the mitzvahs aren't returned to the owners. It becomes a lot more challenging. Bizmanenu. I believe there's also another reason why it's more challenging, Bizmanenu, and that is, I think there are many more Avedas today than there were Amol. I think that we have a L'toy v'lamuta, I'm not blaming anyone, I'm part of, but I think society as a whole, in general, we don't really care about our chveitzim. We'll leave our bikes outside, we'll leave this outside. We wouldn't even know that our ball was lost or a bike was lost. We don't even care. We live in a different generation, to quote over Mashkiach, Zanzayin Gesunten Shtag, we live in the disposable generation. Everything is disposable. Our paper towels are disposable, our cups are disposable, our paper plates. He even went on to say, lighter, already our spouses are disposable. Everything became disposable. We live in the whole thing like a one-time, no problem, disposable generation. There's nothing that we have that we buy with that we want to keep and hold on to. So if that's the case, if that's our mentality, so then we're more lax about our shmiras avedis and things get lost, and therefore there are ribi avedis. And because of that, not only are there ribi avedis, but it's very difficult to even find. I'm going to put up a sign, whoever lost item. How many people read these signs? How many people, even if they would read the sign and see, yes, you know, it was a ball, would know it's his ball, or would know it's a watch, it's his watch, or if it is, would even care to now contact the person who has the sign? I recently found an Aveda a few weeks ago. God had a name and a phone number in it. I called up the person till I got, I'm not sure if I, yes, it's my Aveda, I'm going to come pick it up. P.S. still hasn't picked it up. No one cares. We live in a whole different world. No one cares. It's fine. It's everything. It becomes very challenging, more difficult as time goes on. So therefore, in general, Avedu Metzia is a very challenging, we'll call it, topic.
And we're going to his house and turn them down.
Sorry?
Should you go to the
house? So we're going to discuss that tonight. Believe that. It's a very good point. But so that it becomes more challenging as time goes on. That's one nekuda, and therefore, when we go through the halakas of Aveda Metzia, we have to try to. Even I don't want to say this really, but take it with it. We have to try to chop on as many kulas as we can, because there's really no way to live. I mean, we're going to have to see what we can come out with and what not. Another nice vart that I heard over B'Shem Rav Moshe Shimon Shapiro, and he said that today it's very difficult to walk in the streets. He said, if your face is up, you see women. If your face is down, you see metzias, avedis. It's very challenging. What are you going to do? You have no way to walk. What are you going to do? So therefore, with what? Not up, not down. Okay, fine. So therefore, we're going to try to go through and see what we could in terms of halakha. All right, in terms of... You want to have a chumash?
A woman that's messy, you
know? Can you let me? Oh, shkai. I have it. All right. Aved is broken up into a couple of parts. First of all, it's mitzvahs derai. So there's a mitzvahs asay, and then there's a mitzvahs lois asay. And then there's also chiyuve shmira, a shema aveda. If he finds an aveda, he has certain chiyuvim of how to get it back, achraza, or he's responsible if it gets lost, to what degree is he responsible, what does he have to do to keep it. So there are going to be three different classes. But I just want to go over the psukim, just to get an idea. There's a mitzvahs asay of hashiv tashivim, and the pasuk says as in kiseitze leisiras sharachicha is oyasaye nidachem v'salamte mehem. You should not ignore it. Hashiv tashivim lechicha. You have a mitzvahs asay of hashiv tashivim. V'mloy karav achicha elecha v'lo yedatoi. If he's not nearby, so you won't be able to return it to him. V'lo yedatoi. Altogether, you don't even know who he is. So what should you do? You have a chiva asafta otek v'esecha. You should bring it into your house v'ayu imcha, and it should be with you adreish achicha oisai until he contacts you v'ashev oisaloi, and should give it back. V'chein tzase l'chamore v'chein tzase l'simlos v'chein tzase l'chol avedas achicha asher toivad mimenu u'metzosoch loisucha l'salim alav loisucha l'salim. You're not allowed to ignore it. So you have a mitzvah asay of hoshev teshivim and a loisasev loisucha l'salim. You cannot ignore his aveda. And we're going to see tonight many chilukim between the mitzvahs aseh and the mitzvahs lois aseh. With aseh is applicable, generally the lois aseh is not applicable. With the lois aseh is applicable, generally the aseh is not applicable. It's sort of, the two complement each other, and I'll explain. And all together you're going to have some nafkaminas. But let's go through. First of all, when does losucha l'salem start? When is this an issa deraisa, losucha l'salem start? The second you see his aveda, you see an aveda on the street, you're not allowed to ignore it. You have to pick it up. That is a lav deraisa losucha l'salem. I see it, mishareu, the second I see it, I must pick it up. If I don't pick it up, I'm ignoring it, and according to many paiskim, I'm over a lav deraisa every single second. Every second I don't go after the aveda to pick it up, I'm over a lav of losucha l'salem. Once I do pick it up, according to Machlokes Rishonim, but once I do pick it up, I'm anas lahashiv, and then I change my mind and I want to forget about it, I want to steal it, whatever it is. According to many Rishonim, I'm no longer over the is of Lesukha Lasalim. Lesukha Lasalim is only in the window, the period, from the time I see it till I pick it up. The second I pick up, I want to return it, it's fine. It's fine. But once I do pick it up and I have anas to return it, I'm no longer over the Lesukha Lasalim. On the other half, the mitzvahs I say of Hoshe Teshivim, when does that start? That's a machlekes rishonim. According to Rav Rishonim, the mitzvah of Hoshe Teshivim only starts, first starts when I pick it up. Till I pick it up, I'm not over anything. The second I pick it up, oh, now it's by you, now you got to return it. Hoshe Teshivim, you better give it back to the owner. So the mitzvahs I say only starts after you pick it up. That's according to many rishonim. It's Rashi, Ramban, Rashbar, Ritva, Kama Vekama Rishonim. Toisus Rosh. There are, however, another shita, and that's the shita Rambam Veran. The Rambam and Ran holds that Hoshiv Teshivim starts also the time when you see it. The second you see it, you have a mitzvah Hoshiv Teshivim, you got to pick it up to return. So that mitzvah, I say, also starts at the beginning. But the difference might be that Hoshiv Teshivim certainly carries over, even when I have it, I got to give it back, I still have the mitzvah. Whereas the lav, like we said before, might only be till you pick up. But once you pick up, you're not over the lav. Okay, so now, the loisa says at the beginning, and the mitzvah, I say, according to many Rishonim, is only first when you pick it up. Why is the mitzvah, I say, only first when you pick it up? Because the pasuk adds, umitzasa, and you have found it. And Chazal dashen mitzasaz mashma the osaliyade, that you got it already. So therefore, Tosfos Rosh says that the mitzvah I say Hashem teaching could only start once you already got it. The other Rishonim seemingly don't have this problem with mitzasa. The Rambam and Ran and hold the mitzvah say starts right away. Now it comes as a shitas hemikdava from the Netziv, and he makes a pshara, he's mamzi, gevaldik chiddush, he's mamzi that enachnam, we would go like the Rishonim, that the assay of Hoshif Teshivim only starts once I pick it up. But there's a new assay, a second assay. He created a new assay called the mitzasa. Normally you read the pasuk mitzasa and you found it, it's just telling you the mitzias, what took place. You found the item, and mamela you have to give it back. No, zokta netziv, mitzasa is a chivd mitzis asei deraisa, you got to mitzasa, you have to have it asa liyada, you have to pick it up, you have to find it, you got to pick it up. So he holds that even though Hashif Teshiva only starts later on, but mitzasa starts already right away. So like him, you'll have a different asei that starts right away. Okay, that's a maimah muzga. Good. Chiyuvei Shmira. When are you chayev? A shomer aved is chayev for pshia, maybe even chayev for gneva aved. It's makloik as a poiskim, machab ramo. If you chayev like a shomer sochi, you chayev like a shomer chinam. But when does chiyuvei Shmira start? When does that start? So that lekuliyama only starts when you pick it up and you make a maisa kinyan. If you don't make a maisa kinyan, if you look at the item and you just touch it, but you don't do agbah, meshicha, whatever it is, you are not chayev b'shmira. And if it gets lost afterwards, even though chulila yoeva daraisa, you're not going to be responsible, you're not going to owe the bailam anything. If you pick it up, and now you lose it, now you can owe the bailam the money of the item. Because now you're a shema that was pasha, a shema that was neva de chayfiz, and now you can be chayv like that shita, like a shema sacha, whatever it is, but you're going to be chayv in hilchos shmira. That certainly only comes when you pick it up.
Why Shem Zog?
We're going to see that the one mandiyamodi Shem Zog because the schar is kaputa de Rav Yosef. Because as long as you're dealing with the item and being metapa with the item, you're now being oisik b'mitzah is potam in a mitzah. So if an ani would come to you at the time that you're dealing and being metapa with the chayvitz, you wouldn't have to give the ani a pruta. So you saved yourself that pruta to give the ani. So that's your Shem Zog schar. Fine. It's makleikas. We're going to see Miat Shem later on, not tonight. Good. I want to just go on and clarify, what does it mean that you picked up Ne'echai B'Shmir? Because I saw a lot, many places can have this tumult, you ask around, everyone tumbles about it. But what happens, I understand if I picked it up on Manas, I want to return it to Avada. I'm now a Shaima. That was my job. I picked it up, now I want to return it. I'm a Shaima. What happens if I pick it up not to return? I pick it up, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to decide what to do with it. Or even worse, I'm going to pick it up to steal. I don't want to return. I see Gavaldik and Aveda, I could take a user bike. I want to take the bike for myself, and I pick up the bike. Am I a Shaima? Am I a shomer aveda on this item? I had no intention to return the item. Does that give me chiyuvei shmira? Is that considered the picking up that the Torah said that now you're chayev on chiyuvei shmira? It's a tumult, you ask around, it's not really in mechaba, sma, shach, it's not over here. But if you look, you'll see that there's a bia agro in the end of, well, in shimen mches, sifkot nechav gimel, how he touches up a Ramah, and there's really a Mordechai that's the makar of the halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashman like that over here too, in Sif Beis, and there's also a Chazanish in two different places. One's a Chazanish in Baba Kama in Vav, Sifkot and Vav, and the other one is in Tezayin, Sifkot and Chav Aleph. They all are mavur, that yes, you are a Shemer Aveda, even if you didn't pick it up, I'm Nas Lahashiv. You are a Shemer Aveda nonetheless. Tough luck. You picked it up, you did a Maisa Kinyan in it, even if you did Amnas L'Goyza, you picked it up for your own interest, you wanted to steal the item, you became a Shemer Aveda. It gets into your hands, you're now a Shemer Aveda. And it's a dangerous thing, because we're going to see that there might be times that you're not Mechuyif to pick something up. So it would be better than don't pick it up, because the second you do pick it up, it's too late. Now you're Chayav B'Shmira, and you're going to have a problem. So that's what I'm saying. Even if you do, I'm going to ask the guys, like, I don't know if that helps. Even I'm not Stam. I picked up Stam, the Chazanich, it's Mavur. No matter what, I'm now going to be Chayiv and Shmira. So the second it gets into your shoes, the Torah is Matal Alecha, a Chiyuv Shmira. So it might be better if when in doubt, you better ask. But yeah, it might be good to know the halakas too. But if you're posed with this and you have a shiloh what to do, it might be better at times not even picking it up, because you pick it up, it's too late. And we're going to see Abay Kama in Yonam, maybe one of the Yonam tonight if we have time. All right.
What about Lesukul Islam? The guy picks it up to steal it.
The guy picks up to say, we're going to see in Sefer Al-Mi Yat-Hashem which lavim are Yoivo. Are Yoivo Lusukul Lusam? If you pick up to see, he might be Yoivo. All the lavim, we'll see. Fine. But I just want to say that now we got three different categories, and basically throughout Hukas HaVeidim Mitzi, we're going to see all three. We're going to talk about we're talking about the mitzvahs, we're going to talk about the chiyuvei shmira. All right, I want to give you a few more mamorim, which are not like, so to speak, mefurish, but are a nice hakdama, and we'll bring it out. Another halacha. Let's say I have the mitzvahs hashiv teshivim. I got to return the item. What exactly is this mitzvah? When does this mitzvah start? I pick it up. Did it start right then when I picked it up? The marshal, I saw one of the haintik go on to say that we know that every time you do a mitzvah, you have to do it with the yad yamin. That's chashivas. You got your old kais by yad yamin. We do everything by yad yamin. So he wanted to say, if the mitzvah is picking it up, then when you see an aved, you make sure to pick it up with your right hand, not with your left. Because al tzchashivitz, unless you're a lefty, then you have to pick it up with your left hand. Al tzchashivitz, you have to pick it up with the yad yamin, if that's the mitzvah. When does the mitzvah start? So there's a ran on daf lamed omer aleph who says, enochanami, the mitzvah is from the time of the hagbah. You have a mitzvah to pick it up. You picked it up, that's a mitzvah. From the hagbah till the end, till you return it, everything is part of a mitzvah saseh deraisa. Everything is one big mitzvah saseh. So get to, let's say, deichalei saseh. So he says, saseh already started the second you pick it up. So you can have that mitzvah right away. The other Rishonim, Roiv Rishonim, the book Yosef brings down from Rabbeinu Yosef, who says that Roiv Rishonim, or Shar Rishonim, I forgot the Shar Rishonim. Shar Rishonim argue with Iran, and they hold no, that the Ikaha mitzvah is the returning to the Bailam. So when you return it, when you give it to the Bailam, the base Bailam, that's when you have the mitzvah. Till then is only Heksha mitzvah. He said, just like a, let's say, a lulav. You have to shake the lulav. Mm-hmm. Cutting it down, no, you can't shake it. We're going to get a lulav, got to cut it off the branch. So when you cut it off the branch, is that a mitzvah? No, that's only a heksha. That's to get the lulav, so I'll be able to shake it. So he says, picking it up, everything you do beforehand is only a heksha mitzvah. The mitzvah, the raisa, the real mitzvah, is only when you return it. The returning labailim, that's mitzvah se deraisa. Till then, it's only a heksha mitzvah. Light the mitzvah, you'll have a mitzvah umetzasa. To pick it up, to find it, you mean? I hear loitin nitzvah. Right, okay, but loitin nitzvah l'masha, once you found it, do you have a mitzvah to be metapel, to be machriz, or to give it to the Bailim? Pasha's not, because I already found it. I have a mitzvah to pick it up, I picked it up, I was here to that mitzvah. Then I have hashi tishim, but like this hashi tishim might be only when I return it to the Bailim. But everything I'm oisik with it, let's say I take care of it, I put it in a nice safe place, and things like that, hachrozim, we'll see, might not be part of the mitzvah. Pruta de Rav Yosef. Well, if I'm a chuyv to do this heksha for the end, yeah, but and that heksha will be oisik b'mitzvah patam and that's mefurish. And even that patters you from giving a pruta de reza. You want to know why? If it's not the ikam, it's only heksha mitzvah. I hear the shayla, but that's mefurish. Even your tipple and your saskas in it already helps you patter yourself from giving tzedakah. Now I.
Sorry,
that's what I like this Rabbeinu Yosef. Now, I would like to suggest.
Isn't that
the past by now,
it's going to be the
Lam? Yeah, but different. That's a Lam. But I want to know the mitzvahs I say, what chelik is mitzvah. I would like to suggest, might not be mashmal like this, I'm just throwing out a suggestion, take it or leave it, is that in the Rabbeinu Yosef Shita, in the Shari Shainim Shita, hold that everything's only a heksha until you give it back, I would like to suggest that he doesn't mean just that last second I put it into the hand of the Bailim or into the Rishos. I think he means like this, at least possibly he means like this, is that your chiyuvei shmira, when you find something, you have to give it back, you have a lot of things going on there. You have to keep it in a safe place. You have to be menared every 30 days, or whatever it is. You have to make sure, even you're picking it up, what do you have to pick it up for? Why don't I just call the Bailam, tell him where it is? Because in the meantime, it might be run over. So you it means there are chalakim, there are two chalakim really that you're doing in every of hashava. One is you're watching it to keep it safe, intact, and the other is you're doing things to get it returned to the Bailam. One is safety, just a shmira, and one is hashava chazara. I would like to suggest what he really means to say is that anything you're doing to safeguard the item, That's shmira. That's only heksher mitzvah. It's only to keep it intact, so it should be able to return it. But the fact that I picked it up, so it shouldn't get run over, shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't get kicked around. So that's to keep it safe. To keep it safe, that's only heksher mitzvah. So you'll be able to have it to be able to return. Or let's say I'm in Arit, or I put it in the vault, or whatever I do. That's only to safeguard the item. That's only heksher. But anything I do to return, that is hachraza. If I go around the shoes and I make hachraza, could be he's moided that that's part of the mitzvah's daraisa. I'm trying to return it. This is how I return the item. This is my hashava. Or walking to the person. Or let's say when the person comes and he starts claiming it's his and I want to be Dereish Achicha, I have to be Dersheyo, give me some on him. That whole process of returning could be his moida, the Shari Shannon, could be the moida. It's also part of the Chelek HaMitzah. They're just coming lafuke, they're picking it up or anything else you do to safeguard the item, that's not part of the mitzah. It's only a Heksha mitzah. Sorry? Is a kohen allowed to? Why do you have to be makos? Because the biyankos be outside. The only place he could is in Beit Zakaris. But why can't he be makos? Shaloi dalarmas of a mitz. What do you mean? And so he's therefore no. You won't have that. Say the kolos. Say on that. Anyway, I say the kolos about Avedi. You have anywhere for other reasons? You don't.
Is this the only place where the E is mechayiv doing something like this?
Is what?
The Riyah itself is
mechayiv. Right. Riyah is lasukal lesalms on the Riyah alone.
Is there any other place where the E is? Make a chiyuv, something
like that? It's a prika, teina, all these things. When you see something, you have a chiyuv, even on the riyah itself. Oh, you want to know every second? Maybe, I don't know, you have to go through the lavim. I don't know, you have to go through the rupais come up there. All right.
If you find something sharp at Jews, guys.
Okay, we're going to learn about it. It's regalechas. We'll talk about all the prati halakha. I just want to give more klalam. I just want to say another nakuda, very important nakuda, is that to say, even if you hold like the Ran, that the mitzvah is every step of the way, I still think, but to say mamish like the Ran, that the hagbah is the mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah, to pick it up, could only be lishitosai. Lishitas Ran who hold that the mitzvah hashivta shivim starts right when you see it. So, right when I see it, I have to do mitzvahs of hashivta shivim. I got to do whatever I can to get it back. So, including is picking it up. But Lididan, the Rav Rishonim hold that the mitzvah asay of hashivta shivim only starts once you got it, so you can't tell me I have the mitzvah to pick it up. I didn't get it yet. Because I didn't pick it up, I didn't get it. It's only once I got it, once I picked it up, then you could say every step of the way, maybe safeguarding, whatever it is, anything afterwards, I'll have the mitzvah. But you can't tell me that the actual hagbah is a mitzvah unless you also hold of the other chiddush of the Ran, that the mitzvah already started, Hashitishim already started from the time you saw it. I think that's mashma than Mukyezer. The Mukyezer brings down the Ran, he puts into the Ran at the end, and the mitzvah Hashitishim starts already from before. I think he needed that is because it had not started till you picked it up. Then it's not boing kechet. Then I didn't have the mitzvah. I don't have a mitzvah to pick it up. Once I pick it up, then I'm a chuyv to do everything afterwards. All right. Another nukuda I want to discuss, and that was raised before, is what is my chiv? Is my chiv to return to the bialim? Or is my chiv just to notify the bialim? I'll be machris, they'll call me up, I'll tell them where the item is, and I'll go pick it up. I should schlep to you schlep to me. What is my chiv? And that's him. Is my chiv, let's say, well, today it's really on track because we have phones, but let's say before the days of phones or posts, so how do I know? Let's say I know it's yours. I already know, I see it says your name on it. It's an Aveda, it has your name on it, so I know whose it is. And I see that you live 10 miles from here. Am I mechiv to walk the 10 miles to notify you that, by the way, you have an Aveda? I have your Aveda. Even not just the tikh of returning it, but the tikh of even notifying you. Is that my chiv or not? How wide is the chiv? So there's a Rashba in Bava Kamma, Kufheimud Beis, he teaches a Raivit, he brings down a Raivit, we have the Raivit in Bava Kamma. Raivit doesn't exactly say in its full flavor that the Rashba says it, but the Rashba teaches the Raivit like this, that no, you are not mechuyiv to go l'modai, you're not mechuyiv to run after the Bailim to give him back his item. That's not the chiv. And he says, because the Lashon of Pasuk is, m'loikarov echicha, Elecha, Mlakarv Elecha Achicha, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? One second. Mlakarv Achicha Elecha V'lo Yedatoi, what should you do? The Pasuk says, Vasafto Tech Besecha, just bring it to your house. It doesn't say you have to run. If it's Mlakarv Achicha, if your Achicha is not near you, you don't have to run after him. Keep it by you and let him come to you. Right? Adrech Achicha Oisev Hashem Oiseloi, but you don't have to run after him. That's what the Rashba says. Very nice Rashba. There are Achronim who didn't learn like that, and some Achronim will see you hold that you have to run after the Bailim. There's a Sharei Ziv in Ezekiel. I don't know. Meaning, they'll learn maybe because he didn't know who it was, but once you know who it is, what's the karvelech? What's the two things?
It's the same case.
Oh, so granted, that's a makloikas. We'll see the Ramban and the Sefri. Maybe we'll see the Ramban holds it's really two things. And then he quotes a Sefri that says it's really one case. Is one case, but if you do know it, I mean, maybe he taught you that you're mechuyev to go after it. What? Maybe. There's a Shari Ziv, and the Shari Ziv wants to touch up this Rash by the Ravid. He has a Dika, Shaina Dika in the Rashi. He wants to say that it's Cholak. It's like this. That if you already picked it up, because it was a Lekar V'chicha, Lekar V'leidata, you didn't know who initially it was, Vasavto Tek Beisek, you already brought it into your house. So once you brought it into your house, you don't have to be Metapel anymore. Even if now you found out who it is, the guy calls you up, you come to me, I'm not coming to you. I don't have to, that's it. I was Yetzirah, I did my Chiv. But he says, if you didn't bring it into your house yet, and you know whose it is, so instead of bringing it to your house and making the Bailam schlep to you, at the same token, go to the Bailam. The same tircha, why schlep the item to your house? Take the item and bring it to his house. That's what the Shari Ziv says. And it's a meduyik like that in our Moshe. The Dibris Moshe, Bava Metzia, at the end of Perek Beis, he has Ha'aris. And Ha'aris Nun Gimel, how he touches up a Rosh and a Dorim, is mashma like that as well. That calls man, you didn't bring it to your house, so you may as well bring it to the Bailam. But the second you brought it to your house, that's it. You don't have to be Matriak anymore. Now the Shari Ziv says further. Shari Ziv says that's only, of course, if it's Karav Eilecha, if the guy's close to you. But if he's not close to you, even if you know who it is, you're not mechuyev to be matriach and bring it to him. It's closer to bring it to your house, so you may as well bring it to your house. He's saying if it's Karav Eilecha, if your chich is Karav to you, instead of being matriach and bringing it to your house and having him now come to you a second tirchen v'alfaken, just bring it directly to him. That's the Shari Ziv. But he doesn't touch up what's the sheer Karav. What does it mean he's karev? What's the shear? Yeah, closely. What's not closely? What's the shear? There's a, in the Chuvis Binyan Shloimai, at the beginning, he has a Ores on Chumash. He has two Maduras of Ores. It could be the second one's from his son. I didn't get it clear why he has two Maduras. But in the second Madura of his Ores on Chumash, in Parshas Kiseitzei, over here on this Pasuk, he's Mesupik, what's the shear kurva? What does it mean karev elecha? What does it mean he's close to you? When do you have to bring it to the Bailim and when do you have to bring it to your house? And there he says, he would like to suggest that kurva means the shear ris. Ris is, which we'll see, but just like when you see me at the Shem, that you're not mechuyev to pick up an aveda if it's far away from you more than a shear ris, if it's more than 2/15 of a mil, which is 266 amis, so you're not mechuyev to be matriach to go more than 266 amis to pick it up. So too, if you have it already, you're not mechuyev to go more than 266 amis to return it to the Bailam. If it means, if it's a close neighbor down the block, you're mechuyev to bring it to the Bailam. If it's more than that, sheer away, then no, you don't have to bring it to the Bailam, he has to come to you. That's the binyan.
When you know who he is.
When you
know who he is. You got a trap
tomorrow. When you don't know who he is, you put up hachrazah, and now if he calls you up and now tells you who he is, so again, if he's further than 266 amis, I don't have to go to him. If he's closer, maybe I'll have to go to him. Maybe that's where you found it. Maybe you're going there anyway. You have to know. You have to know if there's tirka involved. All right, yeah, I hear the shayla. It's a good shayla. The mice is, if you look in...
There's another pasuk in the Torah says koroi. There's a machlekes, I think it's three of machlekes, and koroi means over there, but...
Good. Yeah, that's Ramesh right out there in the Shar of the Dalsay Azorah. That's ready. I hear. So you want to say that this curve is like that curve? I hear. If you look in the Ramban ala Torah, if you look in the Ramban ala Torah, it's clear from the Ramban that the Ramban held that curve means he's in your city, and now curve means he's out of your city. That's the Ramban. Then he quotes the Sifri, that the Sifri might have learned, granted you should know it's Machlekes Gersois in the Sifri, but his Gers in the Sifri might have implied something else. And at the end, he touches up the Sifri, you have to much on the Ramban. This is how the Mefarshim Ramban tied the Sifri. I've heard a couple of Mefarshim, how they tied the Maria Vuv, touch up the Ramban like this, that even if it's in your city, you're only mechuyev to bring it to him, or notify him, doesn't say, but you're only mechuyev to be matriach if it's readily known amongst the Shechenov that it's his Aveda. So if you're in a large city, for example, so if I find something here, then I can know, and you live on the other side of the city, no one here is going to know that this item belongs to you. So Mameli, you're not Mechuyev to Mimachiyach. It's only if it's Mamish close by that the Shechenov recognize that it's your item. Again, not a solid shear, but maybe that's closer to, let's say, the Binyan Shleimer Shir. It has to be Mamish in your neighborhood that people recognize the item. Okay, but that's the Ramban. Anyway, at the end of the day, I don't believe, means, even if you hold the Shari Ziv, you don't know, but at the end of the day, I personally don't believe that there's any chilik in Haida'ah and Tirchin bringing it. But I think what really the Ramban and the Pasuk and the Rashba is all saying is that if he's Karav Yilecha, could be even notifying is good enough. You don't have to be matriarch and schlepp. It just means to say that if it's Karav Alech, you have to be matriarch and go to him to get the item returned. How? Either bring it to him or notify him that he'll come to you and pick it up. The idea is that it's Karav Alech, you got to be matriarch. Even Haidah might be enough. Mashenkin, if it's Le Karav Alech, I don't have to do that. Vasafto Tech Beisecha and Machris. And now he has to come to me. I don't have to travel to him, even if I know it's his. I don't have to travel to him to even notify him. It's Karav Chachavre Isle. Eventually, he'll find out and he'll come to me. And if you look in the Hain Tekapaiskin, Ramesha holds that it's Avapashi, not Mechuv to be Matriach and to bring it, and they say, Ovrishim, the Chazinish like this. It means, Halacha Lamaisa, Avada, you're not Mechuv to schlep it and bring it to him. Maybe you'll have the Shari Ziv's Cheshbin that if I picked it up and I know it's whose it is and it's a, like similar, comparable Techa to bring it to him, to bring it to my house. So why bring it to my house and make him be Matriach? I may as well just bring it straight to the Bailam. Maybe you'll have that. But once I have it in my house, I'm not Mechuv to give it back to the Bailam. Let him come to me. Okay, that's grab the shayla in the paiskim. If I notify the person to pick it up, am I still a shemer, or am I, if I start out a shemer zacha, maybe I'm now only a shemer chinam. Okay, well, we'll save the belina when we get there. Okay, I want to just a few more things and then we'll start. Another thing is this mitzvah asay deraisa gavaldik a mitzvah hoshi teshivim lazucha lazalem, and the guy is chalishing to be mekayim this mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to stand on streets and walk around neighborhoods to find avedis. That's not his chiv. It's mevusha teseftim perek beis halacha yud. The sefta says, it says kisira. When you see, you have this mitzvah. Kozman, you don't see it. You're not be mechuyev to be matriach and be mechaz achrab to try to find it. Similarly, like Shuluch HaKan, to have this concept, has to be faket. You can't be muzman, it has to be only if a grada you found it, but not that it was set up. Okay. Another halach is that the mitzvah saseh the rice of Shabbos Aveda, and certainly the loisa says, Sai Anoshim and Sai Noshim. They have the same chiyev to, it's a Fush Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Alan Omer Aleph, and as I said, Dr. Chinek, Ben Zacharim, Ben Nekevis, you have a chiyev to return it. So the women are mechiyev in Shabbos Aveda as well. And finally, one more nekuda is in mitzvahs Shabbos Aveda, is there a chiyuv bracha? A lot of mitzvahs of Birchas Lulav, we have mitzvahs, tzitzis, we have mitzvahs. Is there a chiyuv bracha? Never heard of a chiyuv bracha on Aveda. And the Rishonim say there is no mitzvahs, there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. The shaila is why not? Why weren't Chazal misakin a bracha for Shabbos Aveda? Misakin a bracha for every other, I mean, not every other, but many other mitzvahs.
So,
maybe you won't find the person. Good, but now that I found him and I know it is and about to return, I want to have the mitzvah right now.
Okay,
so if the mitzvah pick it up, I already was Mekayim part of that mitzvah before. And can I, but the end, certainly. Before you pick it up, so he wants to say, I don't know who the Bailam is, I may not ever find him. But good, why don't they have a bracha? So the Tomim Deim, the Ravid, I believe it's the truth from a Palti Goyin, and others say it, the truth of Rashba says in Chelek Aleph Yud Ches. The Tom Deim, I think, is Kufayin Dalit, I believe. Kufayin Tes, sorry. They say the Svara, a cloud god, and with this, he answers so many mitzvahs and tzedakah and who knows what, Prikat, he has so many, that you don't have a bracha whenever I need somebody else to be Mekayin the mitzvah, because maybe that person will deny, he won't accept it. Tzedakah. Maybe the Oni will say, I'm not taking. It's very nice, Ataka, the guy's an Oni, but the Oni just refuses to take. So you're going to make a bracha, and now he won't take it. So therefore, they'll never massacre the mitzvah when he needed someone else. So to Ashraf's Aveda, I'm going to bring the Aveda to the person, and you say, nah, I don't need this thing anyway. You should know, I've had this. Just recently, I found something. I called the guy, nah, I don't need it, you can have it. So it happened. We live in this, Baruch Hashem, a very wealthy, affluent, no one needs anything. Baruch Hashem, Gavaldik, Mustafik, Mumayat, Gavaldik. So when that's the case, then we're never Masaki in a Baruch, because maybe the guy is going to decline to accept.
But you never find the person who belongs to you on payment.
there's no mitzvah at all.
So light,
well,
you might have the Ran, so the Hagbah is a mitzvah, or the Hechshon mitzvah, it's leading up to it, but you certainly want Mekayim the mitzvah b'maloy, b'shleimusay, the tachlis and the mitzvah to return it, you want Mekayim that. You didn't get it then, so you want Mekayim that mitzvah. Right.
Am I also
shliach? Good, fine.
He's not functioning as a shliach, he's making bracha.
Good.
So the Siri needs the other guy.
Yeah, but who's declining? I need the Gemara, you mean? The Nemo needs.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to go through each mitzvah. That's. I know, but if I'm about to return to him, I say, Yankel, it's yours. Eh, keep it. Now what I do?
You have to give it to me to throw back.
I know, but he already told me keep it before I got it, even for that. It's all over. I'm about to do
it. It's still you.
No, it's a mufushri. It's a mufushri shaynim. That's what shaynim say clear. We'll hopefully maybe we'll see tonight that if I'm about to return it and he tells me no, he doesn't need it, you lost your mitzvah. So yeah, he said maybe he should tell you no, tack, I want. It means if you lose something and the guy calls you up, forget. Maybe you should forget. Think, have in mind that you want this guy to make a mitzvah. Don't say no, you know. Take it. Then if you want to give it back, do whatever you want with it. But don't lose it to him. You're being mafted him this mitzvah. You can give it, we'll see. Maybe later on you can give it in his rishus. If you know who it is, if it's Makom Meshumah, whatever. That's a... Okay, so that's got a whole nother shaila whether you have... But let me just first get to bracha. Maybe we'll get to that. Another reason why there's no bracha on a mitzvah of Hashas Veda, and this also answers so many mitzvahs, the Orcha Shulchan at the end by Hikus Maka in Tovchav Zayin, the second to last Sif, I think it's Sif Yud. Yeah, Sif Yud, and there's also Torah Tamimo in Mishpatim, Perkov Dalas, Sif Katan Lamed. They both say the same thing, Machavim to each other, and they say a Klal Gadol, they argue with the Rishonim, a Klal Gadol, that any mitzvah which is Bein Adam L'Chavera, which is a mitzvah Sechlius, there's no bracha. Anything that's not a mitzvah sechlius, there is a bracha. Why? What's a chiluk? And really, Kesef Mishnah already says, Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, is Medayik in the Rambam, there's a chiluk whether it's a Bein Adam L'Chavera or Bein Adam L'Makom. But what's the chiluk? See, so they say, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tumim say, it's what's the bracha? Asher Kiddushanu, he's Mekadosh us, he's Mavdolos Bein Amim, Vitzivanu, to do this mitzvah. He says, if it's a mitzvah sechlius, and the goyim are doing it anyway, so we don't see, it's not Nikudas Havdalah. They're doing it, everyone's doing it. So what big deal, so I'm doing it too. So I'm glad they're doing it because our Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, that's right. I'm doing it because Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded me. But where do you see the Havdalah, the Kedusha, the Kiddushanu b'mitzvah, so we don't see it. It's not Nikudas, so therefore they can't have a Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu on Mitzvah Sechlius. The Shem Aryeh in Simen Aleph says a similar verb. That any mitzvah sechlius, Hashav is aved, it doesn't belong to me, so why should I keep it? I should give it back. Kedusha. So, sorry?
Kedusha.
What's Kedusha? Kedushin.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a mitzvah.
Oh, so why it's a mitzvah sechlius they get married to? Okay.
There's no such thing.
Right, we don't, I am Kedusha, the Sheva Brachas is there, but I don't make a bracha when I'm being Mekadosh B'Tavazu. Anyway, good. The Shem Aryeh, if you look it up, he says a slightly different word. He also says the chiluk is a mitzvah ben on the kaver and a mitzvah sechlius. But he says it's not because it felt in kiddushonu. He says it felt in vitzivonu. How could they mimisak in vitzivonu if you're doing it anyway? I got to rock a big vitzivonu. What's a gewaldig gezak vitzivonu? Without a tzivonu, I would also do it. So therefore, you felt in vitzivonu, and that's why you can't have a bracha. All right. Now, whether mitzvah strikas kavono or not, to be makayim a mitzvah, mitzvahs I say, derais, a pasha, we all mitzvah strikas kavono, I what to do. So there's also machlokes a paiskim. When you have anything that's ben adam l'chaveroi, do they have the din of mitzvah strikas kavono or not? Some say it in that lashon, some say it in the lashon that any mitzvah that the Tafkid and the tachlis of the mitzvah is the uftu of the ma'isa, but not the ma'isa alone, like much. And until it's lulav, the uftu is not to have lulav being shaken. The mitzvah is to shake a lulav. So if I don't have a moin when I'm shaking the lulav to be mekayim the mitzvah, so felt am I shaking? What am I doing? But by Shavas Aveda, with the mitzvah is the uftu, the objective is that he should get the bailon should get their Aveda back. So yeah, I have a moin. No, I don't have a moin. Big deal. But the bottom line is, he got his Aveda back. It was returned to his bailon. So as long as the mitzvah is the uftu, that really is the taklas on mitzvah. And that's going to happen regardless of your kavana, then could be those type of mitzvahs don't need kavana. So my klaik is up, it's really not for now. All right. let's start Sif Aleph, and we're going to flesh out.
Why?
Because
if a Yid doesn't ask the mitzvah should worry, especially if you're
going to
have that
kavana,
then
the chavitzivano. No, it's a vitzivano, but the Shem Ha'i was just saying that since I'm doing it anyway, we don't see, it's like the same type of, we don't see the kedusha, we don't see the vitzivano. What? You're doing it anyway. So gevaldik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yemitzav, you're a big deal. You're doing it anyway. That's
a 20-cent pen
and it costs you more. Okay, we'll get the pratis, let's flesh out as we go along. But okay, let's start. Sif Aleph, Simin Reish Nun Tes. Haroya Avedis Yisrael. If someone sees an Avedis Yisrael, is Chayiv Latapo Bo, he's Mechuyiv to be Metapo, Matriach, La Shiva, La Baileho, to return it to its Bailem. Shenemar Hoshev Teshivim, because it's a mitzvah the rice of Hoshev Teshivim. So let's just take this apart. Haroya Avedis Yisrael. The second you see it, you already have a mitzvah. What is it considered seeing? So that, how far, we already touched on it before, but how far, if I see it on the other side of the world, I also have a mitzvah to go after it and pick it up.
Didn't we say that until you don't have it, you don't even have a mitzvah?
Oh, so that's going to be very good. It's Smaz Kasha. Till I pick it up, I don't have a mitzvah, Sasha Teshivim. Gavalduka Kasha. But hold off for that, we'll get to it soon. What's considered Riyah? How far do I have to go? So Gemara has this, the Gabi Prikot Te'inah, the Gemara Dashans, one pasuk says Riyah, and one pasuk says Kisifka by Aveda, it's important, by Aveda, it says Alashim Pigia, I bumped into it, one seeing, one bumping into it, it's like two different Shiram. So the Gemara said it has to be a Riyah Sheshba Pigia, it has to be something that the Riyah is that I can get to a Pigia, or it is like a Pigia. And the Gemara says, what is that? The Sheer Ris. What's the Sheer Ris? Like we discussed before, 266 Amis. In fact, if you look in the Aruch is Gairis in the Gemara, not Ris, but Rus. The reason why they called it Rus is Gematria, Reish Vav Samech, 266 Amis. Actually, to be exact, it's 266 and 2/3 Amis. But the 2/3 are, whatever, the Aruch said it's not Choshe, so we didn't reckon with it. But it's 266 and 2/3 Amis is the sheer Rus, or Ris, that you're Mechuyiv, if I see it. What is that in English? If you hold like Rav Moshe Shear that an Ami is 21 1/4 inches, it comes out to be around approximately 472 feet, which is close to 2 blocks. If I see an Aveda within 2 blocks away, I should go out of my way 2 blocks to pick up the Aveda. If it's further than 2 blocks away, it's not my problem. I didn't see it. I saw it, but it wasn't a Riyashiyash Bapagiyah. Now, the Gemara only says it by Priko Te'ina and doesn't say it by Aveda. And the poison don't bring it down by Aveda, and everyone wants to know, starting from the Bach. But nevertheless, of Akasha Shtatmanisht, there are two roots in why, but it's apparent from the Gemara and that we're talking about even Aveda, and the Tosefta as well says it, even it sounds like from Aveda as well, because one of the drushes, right, it's a Rishiyesh Pa Pigia, the Lashon Pigia Kizivka was in the Pasha of Aveda, Riyah was in the Pasha of Prikotina, and we want to know how to stem the two. So Vaisetz Chazal learned that the halachas of Aveda, Prikotina, are all the same. So you see from Chazal that the Shir Rislachar is even by Aveda, and the Bach says it here, and the Maaser Kerek, fastings like that. Avada the Shir, I saw Heintegel wanted to say that since the Paisim didn't bring it down, then there's no shear. It's no shear hagbol, and it's forever. No matter how far away it is, you got to go. I don't believe that's the case. I think the paiskim are paskening that yes, it's only a shear rus, a res rus, whatever it is, and more than that, I don't have to be matriach. All right. Let's go. Now, haroya avedas Yisrael. You saw an avedas Yisrael, yuchayv latapabol ha-shiva, lebalel, why? Shenema hoshev teshivim, because you got to give it back. Al tapasikat teshivim, and like Shmuel Makar pointed out, what do you mean hoshev teshivim? It's a makleket teshivim. If you have a mitzvah hoshev teshivim, that all you did was see it. Okay, let's go through the makab and we'll go back to it and we'll address it shortly. V'im notla, if you did pick it up, amanas legozla, you picked it up to steal, not to give it back. V'adayin loy nisyashu abaylim imena, and the abaylim have not yet been miyayish from this aveda. Then you are being over for everything. You're over mishum hoshiv teshivim. You're over mitzvah d'arayis of hoshiv teshivim lachika. Umishum loy sigzol. You're over for loy sigzol because you stole it. Umishum loy sukal lazalim. You're also over the level of sukal lazalim. Even if you go ahead and now return it, if the achakak still over aloy sukal lesalim, because when you're going to try to return it after the guy was already miyayish, it's already too late. You're going to be over still the lav aloy sukal lesalim. It's too late to be misakin this lav. But
what do you say after miyayish and before miyayish? You're not over.
Correct. If you went back and you returned it before miyayish and you were misakin this lav aloy sukal lesalim as well, and you no longer over anything. That's what the Sma points out. But if you waited till after Yish and then you returned it, then you blew the Loisukha Lasalim. But it sounds like the Mechaba, I was still Mekayim Mahosh of Teshivim. It wasn't too late for the Teshivim. And it also sounds like I was Mesakin my Loisigzel with Vehesh of Itzakzela. If I give it back, even if I give it back after Yish, I was Mesakin my Loisigzel. That's what it sounds like from the Mechaba. Believe that we'll get back to it. Just want to finish the Mechaba and then we'll go start all over again. Well, if you did what? Sorry?
You gave it back before Yish.
If I gave it back before Yish, so then I was Mesak in the lav. Oh, good. So, Grad, Reb Chaim and others might be mashma that it's like you were menatek it. You have every second, and so thousands or infinite amount of lava, but once I give it back, then it's fine. I would like to say that you were not, and hopefully, Belina, I'll get to it maybe later, but you're not over the lav if you eventually gave it back. Okay, we'll see. No, the lefne yish, but if you did pick it up, lefne yish, I'll dance like zero. You had all good intentions to return it. Ula'acha yish, and after the Bible already meyayish, then you change your mind, it's kabin l'gazla. Einu oiva, ela mishum hashiv teshivim. You're only going to be oiva hashiv teshivim. Le'sigzol, you're not going to be oiva anymore, because the Bible were already meyayish before you stole it, and it's also already in your rishus. So Rashi says, you're not oiva gzela, unless it's like vayigzol esachanis. You have to take it out of his rishus. So since it's already in your rishos, because initially you were a good boy, you had a mind to return it, and then now you stole it, so since now first you're stealing it from the makom of the shamer, that's yourself, you're not over the lav of l'sigzol. And you're also not going to be over l'sukha l'salim, because I wasn't l'salim, Ataka did pick it up. I picked it up, and I had all good intentions to return it, and now he's miyayish, now that he's miyayish, right now I'm not over l'sukha l'salim anymore, I'm only over hoshev teshivim, because Tashiv Deshivim is to get it back to the Bailam, and I'm not getting it back to the Bailam. So now I'm over only Hashiv Deshivim. Finally, Himtin Ad Acha Yish, if I watched and I stood by the Aveda, I'm waiting and waiting, I'm away, Knu be Miyayish already. Finally, him, Oy Vaila Chasaran Kis, he's Miyayish. And now I pick it up. Himtin Ad Acha Yish, Venotlo, Eino Oyva Elam Mishum Loisucha Lesalim. You're only going to be Oyva Loisucha Lesalim. So now from that last thing, I'm going to go back. I know there's a lot of halachas all in once. But from the last thing I wanted to get to here, you see from this last case, if I waited till the Bailum of Miyayish, I'm not over Leisigzel, because I picked up if it's Miyayish, it's already Hefka. I'm not over even Hashiv Teshivim. Why not? Why wasn't I over Hashiv Teshivim? I waited till he was Miyayish. Pashtus, the reason is, Dr. Rishainim, is because Hashiv Teshivim only starts once I pick it up. And since I didn't pick it up, I waited till he was Miyayish. No problem. I wasn't over Hashiv Teshivim. The only thing I was over is Loisukha L'salim. Because Loisukha L'salim starts right away when I saw it. So if that's the case, if you see from the end of the Mechaba that the Hashiv Teshivim only starts when I pick it up like Rav Rishayim, so what's from the beginning of the Mechaba? The Mechaba says, Horeh Avedis Yisrael Chayv L'Tapa Bo L'Shiva L'Baleh Shenem Hashiv Teshivim. What's going on? I'm not Hashiv Teshivim. I don't have the mitzvah of Teshivim until I pick it up. And the Lashon Mechaba is Horeh. Once I see it, I already have the mitzvah. So if you look in the Sma, in Sifkot and Aleph, the Sma says, Denira, the high horoya lav dafka koma. It's lav dafka. To hamasik betur v'amachab v'humei gemara dim himtin v'loy notel ad achiyish v'notel latzma eina oiva elu mishum leisuka l'salim. You're not oiva hashiv teshivim until you pick it up. So what's pshat over here? Elamai must be pshat is elo the machaber really means to say horoya v'higbia or ba liyado koamado even ami mishum hashiv teshivim. So hamas in the machaber. It's been a little gride. It's lav dafka. Haray doesn't mean haraya. Haray means haraya v'igbiya. You saw it, and you picked it up like a good boy, then you can now be over mitzvah hashiv teshivim. It's a shtikl hamasa in the mechaba. It's really not kishmak. If you look in the Taz jumps on the Sma. You go, what's the Sma want? Look at the Taz. Mashikaz of Asma, the haraya v'igbiya kama, he's mamis this in the mechaber. Why? Because he has the set of rishonim who say you don't have a mitzvah hashiv teshivim until you pick it up. Ish the mitzvah he forgot. Divrei enemok yosef bezeb pshat the koyin vu beves akraris, and that sugya akayim beves akraris. And mokayis brings down the ran, and the ran says the other shita like I discussed. The ran holds the mitzvah hashiv teshivim starts taka right away. Vezel loshoyne the miyad sheroya the second you see the item oiva aloisa sevase you have the assay right away. V'chi aminin, and that which the Gemara says, behimtin law, that if you wait till the guy is miyayish, you're not going to be over to Shivim. You're only going to be over l'sucha l'salim. Ay, l'chay, you're over to Shivim. You didn't pick it up. So, Teran, l'fi shehimtin, you waited by the item. You were watching the item. You didn't walk away from the item. Had you walked away from the item, and now it's not shomer and ekonami, be over that say of Hashem to shivim as well. But you're still watching the item. You still are in the position to be able to return it. Ulekaim asay shabon to be makaim da say. The vaday horaya veda v'loy notlo miyad. Even if you see it and you don't pick it up right away, Kevin Shishoma Isa, since you're still watching it, Loyova Alasei Shaba, you're not going to be over that say. Avada, once you see it, you have to pick it up. But as long as I'm watching it, I can still pick it up, no problem, I wasn't over there say yet. Hello, kishibit loy, only when you gave up on it and you walked away and you left it there, that's when you can be over not only the lab, the assay as well. So, therefore, a big chiddush, if later on, while I'm still watching it, every second I have this opportunity, I could return it. And then he's miyayish, and it's missing two words. Machmas habaylim nispapla seizu. It's not my fault. Why don't I have the opportunity to say anymore? Because I don't want to return it. I'm still prepared to return it. It's the Bailim's fault. They gave up. They were miyayish. They made it hefka. Oh, since it's not machmas me, it's not my fault. It's machmas the Bailim. It's the Bailim who caused the problem that don't allow me to return it anymore. Therefore, since it's not me, it's only them, lo machmas hamaytze, I'm not going to be over the assay. A chiddush of the Ran. Or why the Sukkah L'Salam is different. That's a good kasha. But Zokteran, the assay starts right away. But I don't have to mamish jump. I could watch it to keep it, safeguard the item, just be shamer it. And as long as I could still return it, and wasn't over anything yet. If the Baal are now miyayish, so why can't I return it now? It's their fault, not my fault. I don't have any problem. I was never over the assay. Only the Leisas have L'Sukkah L'Salam. Agav, what you see from the round of what we've discussed before, if I want to return it to the Bailam, the Bailam says, no, I don't need it anymore. You weren't Mekayim the Assay. Just like here, the Bailam say, Hanicha, the Bailam say, nah, I was Mziyayish from it, no, I don't want it anymore. This Batla Assay Zoo, the Assay was Batal, but not your fault, it's not your fault, it's the Bailam's fault. They're the ones who Mavatal the Assay. A Chiddush in the Ran, Gavaldik Ran. The Ran holds that there is a mitzvah. Memela zokt and the kachem divrei Rambam shekosav. The Ran says it's kachem divrei Rambam shekosav, which is our lashon and machabo. Horea avedis Yisrael chayv letapo bo v'chulu, and you have a mitzvah hashri teshivim. So zokt the Taz, what does this man want? The machab is going the lashon and Rambam. And uchanami, you do have a mitzvah hashri teshivim right away. The second you see it, you have the mitzvah just like you have the loisai there. Aye, why is the mechab at the end say that when you wait there, you're only over l'sucha l'salim, if you wait there till it's miyayish? That's different because that's the Bailam blew it. The Bailam were the one miyayish. I was still prepared to give it back, so there's no problem with the assay. The $1 million kasha is, okay, very good. So that's why you don't have an assay. So why do I have, why was I over the l'sucha l'salim? The same way I wasn't over the assay because it's the Bailam's fault. They were miyayish. I shouldn't be over the l'sucha l'salim either. It's the Bailam's fault. They were the one who miyayish. Mitzad me, I'm still willing to return into the Bailam. Zogt Reb Chaim in Stencil, I'm glad they have it also, the Chaim Ksadyan above the Mitzvah has it as well. Dr. Chaim Achidish, he says it's cholak the mitzvahs I say of Hashit Yeshiva and the mitzvahs loisas of loisucha l'salim. Means even like the Ran, that both mitzvahs start right when you see it. So l'chayyeh they are similar. Still, it's cholak b'yisay dinam. Two different mitzvahs entirely. Dr. Chaim, the mitzvah I say Hashit Yeshiva is to give it back to the Bailam. As long as I'm going or handling or I could give it back, I'm shame of the item to give it back to the Bailam, it's fine. Now that the Bailam blew it, they were miyayish, not my fault. They're the ones who blew the thing. Mashenki Zokter Chaim, that l'sucha l'zam, the love isn't, don't be misalim from it as not to give it back from, to the Bailam. It means it's not the love with uftu of the Bailam. It's l'sucha l'zalim on the Hashava. And he says it's the etzem halome is the lav. Every second, korega virega, that you don't go and return the item, or you don't go and pick it up to return the item, you're over another lav, l'sucha l'salam, l'sucha l'salam, l'sucha l'salam. Just like Rav Chaim, that if eventually I do return it to the Bailam, before he is miyayich, before it's too late. So now my hashava at the end was masakin all my love and my did till now. And my mail, I'm no longer over lamafrey somehow lalusukulazam. Because I mean, I know that an asek of masakin halav, but because I eventually turned it somehow, all my lavim that I did till now are ois lavim and it's just fine. But if at the end, when I'm trying to return it and it was miyayish, so I would never did the tikkun, I never gave it back. Lamaitz, I never gave it back, so I never masakin all my lavim that I did before he was miyayish. Mamela moivu leisucha lesalim. That's what the chat in the Gemara is. That I say I won't be over because I'm holding by returning it. But the loisa I say is too late, because every second, the etzem halama, the chefza of the halama, is already the issa. That's a chiddush of Reb Chaim. Gadolik Reb Chaim. I would like to suggest, laniz daiti, to argue Reb Chaim Chalila, but laniz daiti, a different pshat in the chilik between the asay and the lav. And that's the following. That's clear that the mitzvah's asay is hoshev deshivim, to give it back. So as long as I'm similar to Rechaim, as long as I'm holding by giving it back, and now the Baalim are the ones who are refusing to take it, it's not my problem, I'm trying to give it back, it's their fault, they don't want to take it. Meshenkin, the love of Lesucha Lesalim is, you shouldn't walk away, you shouldn't ignore it. What's the problem of ignoring it? It's going to get ruined, it's going to be nevad. It's never going to get back to the Baalim. The love is, don't do a halama that thereby, the Baalim won't get back their chavits. Memela, if I stand there, and I'm not giving it back, and I wait till the Baalim of Miyayish, who caused that yish? I did. Had I picked it up and returned it to the Baalim wouldn't have been Miyayish. So who caused the yish? I caused the yish. So kumtais, my halama, my ignoring the chayfitz, caused that the Baalim never got back the chayfitz. Because it caused that they're going to have a yish, and now the chayfitz is hefka, and he's not going to get back his aveda. So it was my halama that caused that the chayfitz never got back to the Baalim. So even though it's the Baalim's quote unquote fault, they were Miyayish. Good, but I set the Baalim up to Miyayish because I were Miss Alim. My halama caused the problem, caused a e hashava. So Mamela, one second, let me just theorize. So Mamela, I want to tell you that you're not over alive every second. There's only one love you're over. The love is if your halama caused it, it doesn't get back to the Baalim. When is my love chal? Well, from my halama that caused the yish. The second is Miyayish, and he's never going to get back his chavits. That's when my love was chal. I was over leisukul hazam because I was alim to the point that he'll never get back his chavits. And I mean, I want to just take it out. It's chalak what I'm saying. Rav Chaim saying. I mean, not only many lavim, which is a chiddush, but I think a pashut or nafkamina. I haven't seen anyone who says this, but I think it's a pashut or nafkamina.
Who? You have three guys walking behind you like you're shot right now. I was not only for the sound because I know that the next two people walking behind.
Excellent. That's what I want to say right now. That's my nafkamina. What happens if I see the Aveda and I'm lazy, whatever? I'm clearing. Should I? Couldn't I? What did they say in Shia? Am I supposed to pick this up? I don't remember. And in the meantime, someone else picks up the Aveda and gives it back to the Baalim. Was I over a mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah saseh? Was I over anything? So one thing, Lecher is clear, I was not over mitzvah saseh. Like the Ran. The Ran says, if I'm holding and watching the item, and till the point that the Baalim and Miyayish, I was not over the assay, so too, if I'm watching the item, till someone else picks it up and returns it, I will also not be over the assay. So like the Ran, for sure, I'm not over the assay. What about the Lois assay of Lesucha Lezalim? Like Reb Chaim, every second is another love, Lesucha Lezalim. The only way to undo that, Lemafreya, is eventually if you return it. In that case, I didn't eventually return it, someone else picked it up and returned it. So Chalila, the person who was lazy, or hesitated and didn't jump to pick up the item was taka over lesucha lezalim. I mean, if you think about it, two people are walking. This is ma'isa shaya kama time. Two people walking down the street and they both spot an aveda in front of him. Whoever picks it up first, the other guy was over a lav of lesucha lezalim, because that guy can never ever be meish of this aveda anymore. And that split second that he hesitated is a loisucha lezalim, and that he lost his chance of being misakin the lav. Mashenke, what I'm saying, that the loisucha lezalim is only over if you cause an e hashava. My loisucha lezalim didn't cause the hashava. I waited a second, but I'm still holding by returning. The only reason I'm not returning is because someone else chaptois and returned it instead of me. So never cause an e hashava, memela I would not be over loisucha lezalim.
You can make the other guy a shlich.
Well, while he's running to it, I should chaper. Oh, yeah, be a shlich, and he has to say, yeah, I'm going
to
be a shlich. Yeah, and but if he says, yeah, I'm going to be your shliach, then he'll be over Lesucha Lezalim, because then he's picking up for you. He'll have to be picking up b'shutfus. Yeah, I hear. So I'm just, we ran out of time, but beside, at the end of the day, it's a chiddush Reb Chaim. My pshat is also a chiddush. I understand, but the Ran is a chiddush. The Ran holds that if you watch an item till yish, even though the assay really should have started right when you saw it, but you're not going to be over the assay because it's the Bailam's fault that they blocked the assay. Mashen k'delois assay, you're still going to be over. But Melis of Tatan, that's pshat numachaba. Haroya is taka from the shas haroya avetitzro chayv latapo lo shivul abala shenem hoshet deshivim. But in the end of the case, you're not going to be over an assay, you're only going to be over a lois assay. A good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.